Welcome to the Master's Call on this Wonder Working Power Wednesday morning. Please, my TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise your holy name. This is truly the day that you have made, and we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We thank you for your wonderful blessings that you've given us on this Wonder Working Power Wednesday morning, Lord, and we just lean on your precious blood, Jesus, for this day and for every single day. And we thank you for protecting us and delivering us and teaching us everything that you want to teach us, Lord. And we thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for blessing us with this call, the Master's Call, and with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Thank you for continuing to bless them, Lord, with your full blessing, adding no sorrow to it. Thank you for our TMC family and our Artist Life family, Lord. Continue to bless them and their community. Lord, the Diaz de Leon family, the kings of artists, every artist, distributor, and customer, Lord, the body of Christ, Lord, and artists, continue to do exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine, Lord. And we thank you for the speakers on this line and all the listeners, Lord. Thank you for opening up our spiritual ears and our spiritual minds and our spiritual hearts, Lord, and the physical ones too, Lord, to hear and receive everything that you have for us. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you and we pray this in King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it was such a Jesus joy to greet you on this Wonder Working Power Wednesday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Good morning.
Go on, Minister Cynthia.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. I was like, wow. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Minister Rebecca and the TMC family. Thank you for that tag this morning for the wonderful Word of Power of Wednesday, wonderful, powerful Wednesday. And thank you, Minister, for greeting us this morning. Just want to say good morning. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Well, let me just say a little bit about our company. Our company started October 2010. The co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We appreciate them so much. The scripture is on Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, yes, we have a website. It is www.themastercall.net, www.themastercall.net. All messages have been archived on this site as well as the bio of our speaker. The theme for this year is, in 2017, by faith, God manifests our goals and dreams. If you feel led to the Lord to be a part of our blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Rebecca's done, as the host that I'm doing, or a share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themastercall.net. I repeat, info@themastercall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Our phenomenal company, Artists International Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are Artist Life, great products to help the world become healthy. do motivation call, well, held Monday through Friday, right after the call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and your PIN number is 294-617 pound. And the bypass number, if needed, is 957-857-1147. 957-857-1147. Today is Wednesday. We have the Dynamic Customers, and Mrs. Flanagan will be doing Awareness Wednesday, and everyone is invited. I want to just say that we have the Artists United Conference has been canceled. However, the corporate team call will take place on September the 23rd and 11 a.m. Central Time and 12 noon Eastern Time. And how you get on is on www.artisttv.com, artisttv.com. So that we are so excited, but I don't want to hold you up any longer. We have a dynamic person from minister from California that will be sharing a message this morning with us, and so we are so grateful for that. Her name is Minister Tiffany Parrish Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, P. Lauderdale, is the daughter of Eric and Patricia, deceased Lauderdale, and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is a middle child and an older sister, Yvette, a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she earns her BS degree in criminal justice in 1990. She is a single, saved and sanctified with Jesus. She is a mother of one son, Kayon Target Williams. Minister Tiffany is currently employed by the City of Culver City in the Transportation Department. She's also a transportation professional with a Christian-based health and wellness company called Artist International, now Artist Life. She has served several years as a parent chair of the First Tee of Southern Los Angeles, a golfing organization, and has held several offers in the West Baptist State Convention during the 1980s through 2002. Minister Tiffany has always been an active member of her church. She's currently a member of her Faith Circle Baptist Church in Inglewood, California, where her pastor is Bishop Kenneth Uhrman. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage and support others, especially her son, Caleb. She is a baseball mom, and train him to become a young man with the army of God. She believes in that she would raise her son in the way that he should go. And when she is old, he will not depart. In Proverbs 22:6, Minister Tiffany understands that MasterCard has been a blessing, an opportunity not only to master her spiritual call, but to also grow in a woman's seeking God, Jeremiah 29:11, plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalm 34:19. Many are afflicted with her righteous, but the Lord deliver her out of them all. And the next voice you will hear is Minister Tiffany. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. I thank God for you, Minister Cynthia, for being our hostess with the mostest for this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie out there in Atlanta. So glad that the lights are back on, but we thank you for feeding us and greeting us and for giving us a wonderful tag for this Wednesday, Wonder Working Power Wednesday. And some of you guys kind of missed our interlude with myself and Minister Brenda, but we'll go ahead and give you a little snippet of that right now. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Let and a work in power in the precious blood of Lamb. So as you go through this day, remember that there is wonder work in power in the blood of Jesus. Well, God morning to each of you who have dialed in right now and will listen later to this, the Master's Call. I am so blessed and happy to be here in the land of the living and to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this new day that God has made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what's happening, no matter if the lights are not on and you're in a place of darkness, know that Jesus is your light and that he has given you breath to breathe into another day. And so as we know, many didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. So we say hallelujah, and we give God the glory. We give him the honor, and we give him the praise. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless your name right now. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you because you are worthy of all of our praise, God. And so on this day, I ask that you would increase in Tiffany and that Tiffany would decrease so that your will go forth mightily. Your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that ears will be open to receive what thus says the Lord. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. So this week has been an awesome week. Monday we started off at 9/11 and just a reflection on what had happened back in New York. And Dr. PK began the week with the message, the power of connectivity, and how important, you know, connecting is. You know, we can't do things on our own, but when we connect together, when we bring the relationships together, when we come together on one accord, it makes a difference. And so, you know, making sure your choices and your relationships are good choices, are God-ordained choices, and not just, you know, choices that will hinder what God has for your purpose. And then yesterday, Pastor Everett came, and he talked to us about teamwork. He talked to us about teamwork and how the importance of the team was. In his message, he was giving you some words from a song that Brother Hezekiah Walker did, which said that I need you. And no, I was not on the line at that time, but how do I know that? Because I went and listened to the replay. So just to piggyback on what he said, and no, I wasn't there, but I'm here today, so let me just share these words with you. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Praise God. So today I will be talking to you about unity. United we stand, divided we fall. I need you to survive. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. And before we go there, let me just define the word unity. Unity, number one, is the state or quality of being one, oneness. Two, the act, state, or quality of forming a whole from separate parts. Three, something whole or complete that composed of separate. Synonyms are oneness, accord, unification, balance, harmony, uniformity. Antonyms of what unity is not is discordance, disunity, imbalance, violence, and disproportion. Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 1 through 16 reads, and I am currently reading from the English Standard Version, which reads, I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is all over and through all in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, and he that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. May God's word continue to go forth mightily in Jesus' name. So, unity is very important. God is calling us, his people, to live in unity with one another. So it is very important and vital to make every effort to live together in harmony with other believers. I'm going to say that again. God is calling us, his people, his children, to live together in unity with one another. So it is important to make every, not some, not a little bit, not a portion, but every effort to live together in harmony with one another as fellow believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is so much happening around us in our world today. There are so many hurricanes and storms and rains and tribulations and trials and stuff going on. And when people feel that they're out there by themselves, they get a sense of wanting to give up. But what this simply tells us, we are united. So if we're united, that means that we're never alone. Number one, we're always foremost united with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, because it starts with our relationship with him. So we already are in unity with Jesus Christ. But he is calling for us to be in unity with one another. And so everybody may look around the world and say, wow, this is so bad, what's going on. But no, are you looking at the good messages that are in these situations that are going on? Because as Houston was going through their crisis, there were people who were getting on the road that were headed to Houston to give a helping hand. There were people on their way to the Bahamas. There were people on their way to Florida. There were people on their way to Atlanta and to Alabama. Wherever the need was, there were people
who were coming together in unity on one accord to help out our brothers and sisters. Now, that is a message, because prior to the eclipse on the 21st and prior to all of the things that have been happening, it seemed like our world was getting divided and disunited each and every single day. But in this that has been going on, God is bringing us back together again. So there is a positive situation in all of this. And no matter what our skin color may be, no matter what religious background it was, because nobody came together asking, well, what religion are you a part of? No one asks questions like that. Well, what's your nationality? What are your parents? What is your parents' racial ethnic? You know, what's your race? No one asked those questions. They just came together and worked together. So let me give you some of the words. This is not me. This is what the word says about unity. 1 Corinthians verse 1 and 10 says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Colossians 3:13 and 14 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. 14, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Now I'm going to stay on that scripture for a minute, because some of you out there have been holding on to unforgiveness. You have been not forgiving somebody for 5, 6, 7 years, or maybe even last night. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Get over it and let it go. Go back and ask that person, you know what, tell them, I apologize to you. Don't say I'm sorry. It's what you speak out of your mouth. But say, I apologize to you for whatever it was that you did, you know, and I'm asking that you would forgive me. Don't hold that, because when you hold unforgiveness, that really blocks your blessing. And take it from somebody who knows. You cannot harbor unforgiveness in your heart. Number one, it's like a virus, a parasite. It will eat you away. So let it go. Forgive today and start today. Don't hold it any longer. Let it go. Whoever it is on this line that I'm talking to, pick up the phone or send a text today and tell that person you apologize and to forgive you. Even if it's not something that you feel that you did, just say it anyway. Psalm 133:1 says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Be humble. If we humble ourselves, the Bible says in Chronicles, if we humble ourselves and seek God, then he will hear us and he will heal our lands. It's time for us to come together and be humble, not prideful. It's not about you. It's not about Tiffany, but it is about God. So when we put him first and let his will prevail in every single thing that we do, we will definitely see a shift in the atmosphere. 1 Peter 3:8 says, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate, and be humble. Romans 12:6 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low positions. Do not be conceited. So that means that if there is someone homeless who approaches you because they don't have any food or money, don't look at them like you're all that in a bag of chips. Help the people. They need help. You know, if you don't want to give them the money, go buy them some food and give it to them. And if they tell you, you know what, I don't want that, okay, well, God bless you too, but this is what I'm giving you, and keep it pushing. Philippians 2:1 says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion. God loves us, and he has great plans for us, even when we don't understand it ourselves. But today, he is calling us to walk in unity, and he begins today. So he has already given us wonder, work, and power. So as you go through this day, be united. Think united. Don't think it's all about you. But know that we are stronger together in numbers, and we could put much to flight. When I say go out there and speak to the storm and rain, if all of us would do that, whether the rain and the storm was happening in our city and state or not, if we just all walked out the door at the same time, do you know how much power we would have and how many mountains would be moved in the name of Jesus? So let's unite together. Let's be on one accord. Let's love one another and share the love that Christ loves us each and every single day. I love each and every single one of you. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Back over to you, Minister Cynthia.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound word, unity. Shortly after this, we will call you back to close with the benediction for your announcements. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for Minister Tiffany for the powerful word this morning. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Russell and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their vision for this master call. Let us keep the Dias de Leon in prayer, for we are so this company is so awesome, the artist's life. Pray for the sick and the shut-in. Everyone's in the hospital, nursing home this morning. Pray for the bereaving family this morning. Pray for everyone that's in the storm this morning, Lord God. Go by and touch them more this morning. Pray for the prayer warriors and the TMC family that join us on this call this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I know you want to hear this profound word. This is so powerful. This is the powerful word this morning. The playback number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677#. Again, I just want to announce the Unity, Artist Unity conference has been canceled. However, the corporate team call will take place on September the 23rd. Central Time, 11 a.m. and Eastern Time, 12 noon on artisttv.com. So everyone, share with your team and come together and we'll be a powerful force. Also, I want to say thank you, Minister Rebecca, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany. Thank you again for your powerful word and message this morning. Will you come back and close us with the benediction?
May the Lord bless and keep you. May he elevate you to higher and higher places in him. And may this day be the beginning of the greater and best days of your life. These things I decree and declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Goodbye for now. We'll see you or hear you on the line on tomorrow. Have a great day.